SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is proposing 7 nuclear plants at existing coal-fired power stations. Mr. Dutton says the coalition plans to have the first nuclear reactor ready by 2035. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the absence of any information on the cost is telling.
It's not really an announcement. We know that Mr. Dutton wants to slow down the rollout of renewables, and he wants to introduce the most expensive form of energy that's slow to build. But today, we've seen no costs.
Australia's first pill testing service at a fixed site will remain open for another 3 years under new funding by the ACT government. A funding extension of $1.8 million will allow the CanTest Health and Drug Checking Service to operate until June 2027. Vandals have smashed windows and set fire to the front of Federal Labor MP Josh Byrne's Melbourne electoral office in what he's called a politically motivated attack. The individuals also sprayed graffiti on the walls in red paint with slogans that read, "Zionism is fascism." Victims of historical sexual abuse in any Victorian public school will be able to share their stories before a statewide apology. Premier Jacinda Allen and Education Minister Ben Carroll announced the state government's response to the final report from a board of inquiry into historical sexual abuse of students at Beaumaris Primary School in Melbourne's southeast. A jury has found Justin Stein guilty of murdering schoolgirl Shalice Mutton, whose body was dumped in a barrel by a river outside Sydney. At the time of the 9-year-old's death, the 33-year-old was in a relationship with the child's mother, Callista Mutton, who he maintained was the one that killed the girl. 5 separate house fires in just 1 week in Queensland has prompted warnings from authorities to be vigilant with household appliances. 3 people have died in Queensland in the last 7 days in house fires, including a woman in her 80s and her son in his 60s, on Sunday. Former New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane will retire from politics to pursue a career in the private sector. The high-profile opposition MP insisted he didn't have a job finalised and would not be entering federal politics at the upcoming election. Australia has failed to have trade sanctions on rock lobster and beef exporters lifted during a visit by the Chinese Premier. Trade Minister Don Farrell says he expects the sanctions, which were imposed in 2020, to be removed soon. In tennis, Alex de Minaur has suffered a shock loss in his first-round match at Queen's. The world number 7 went down in three sets to Lorenzo Musetti. Di Minaur will be the highest-ranked Australian at Wimbledon, which will begin on July 1. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.